Chapter 17. The being finished speaking and awaited my reply. He continued, "You must create a female for me, with whom I can live as man and wife. This you could do. I do refuse, and no torture shall ever extort a consent from me. You may make me the most miserable of men. Shall I create another like yourself, whose joint wickedness might desolate the world? Be gone, I have answered you. You may torture me, but I will never consent." "You are in the wrong, and instead of threatening, I am content to reason with you. I am malicious, because I am miserable. You would not call it murder to destroy me. Shall I respect man, when he condemns me? Let him live with me in kindness, and I would feel gratitude at his acceptance. But that cannot be. Yet, mine shall not be the submission of abject slavery. I will revenge my injuries. If I cannot inspire love, I will cause fear. I will work at your destruction, so that you shall curse your birth. What I ask is reasonable and moderate. I demand a woman, a wife, as hideous as myself. It is true, we shall be monsters, cut off from all the world. But on that account, we shall be more attached to one another. Our lives will be harmless, and free from the misery I feel. Make me happy. Let me feel gratitude, for once. Do not deny me." I felt there was some justice in his argument. I owe him the happiness, in my power. He saw my change of feeling, and continued, "If you consent, neither you, nor any other human shall see us again. I will go to the wilds of South America. My food is acorns and berries. My wife will be content with the same fare. Pitiless as you have been, I see compassion in your eye. I consent to your demand, on your solemn oath to quit Europe forever, and every other place of man, as soon as I deliver a female to accompany you, in your exile. I swear, by the sun, and the blue sky of heaven, and by the fire of love, that burns my heart, that if you grant my prayer, while they exist, you shall never behold me again. When you are ready, I shall appear." He descended the mountain with the speed of an eagle, and was quickly lost among the sea of ice. Morning dawned before I arrived at the village of Chamounix. I returned to Geneva.